There's no place like home. Well, after all, we're going to play 12 games in 13 days at home. It's the Kannapolis Cannonballers starting off this 12-game homestand here at Atrium Health Ballpark against the Down East Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization. Game one of six between these two sides before the Ballers start another homestand next week against the Carolina Mudcats. But enough of looking into the future. We're going to look at tonight the Down East Wood Ducks and the Kannapolis Cannonballers battle here in Kannapolis. And friends, welcome to today's broadcast on Bally Live and MILB.TV. I'm your host, as always, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action from live here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. Drew McDaniel on the mound. His first pitch is delivered a bit low and outside to Devin Hurdle, the second baseman. Count is 1-0 on the Wood Ducks leadoff batter. Drew McDaniel gets the start tonight for Kannapolis. Again, a former Ole Miss Rebel, one of just a few on the roster for Kannapolis. Pitches up and inside, a 2-0 count on the leadoff batter, Devin Hurdle. Again, the Down East Wood Ducks pay a visit to Kannapolis for the second time this season. It is their final week of action against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-0 is inside of Devin Hurdle. Count will now run to 3-0 on the Wood Ducks leadoff batter. Devin Hurdle, Miguel Villarroel, and Donyer Cueva due up in this top of the first inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. McDaniels 3-0 is chopped towards short, play by Gonzalez. The first he goes for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out for Devin Hurdle. That's the first out of this top of the first inning. So nobody on base and one down. Due up is the first baseman, Miguel Villarroel. Again, as mentioned, McDaniel making the start tonight for Kannapolis. 6'2", 185-pound Roddy from Lafayette, Louisiana. He's got a four-pitch mix on him, a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup for the Roddy from down in the Bayou, Louisiana, as he offers his first pitch to Villarroel. It's on the inside corner for a breaking ball, a called strike, 0-1 on the first baseman, Miguel Villarroel. Drew McDaniel is in a bit of a rough go of it as of late. 3-8 with a 5.23 ERA. Had another rough go of it last time out against the Charleston Riverdogs. His pitch in there to is a called strike to Villarroel. It's a 0-2 count. McDaniel has mentioned 3-8 on the season. His last start, he gave up 8 runs, 4 of those earned over 3 2/3. 0-2 chop towards third. Across goes to Guzman with a throw. It is a out recorded at first, so a 5-3 ground out. Two outs now, and Donyer Cueva will step in. Cueva, the shortstop, the number 25 overall prospect in the Texas Rangers organization, will bat in that third spot. Batting fourth and on deck is the third baseman in Glader Figueroa. Ian Moeller, the catcher, bats fifth. Anthony Gutierrez, center fielder, will bat sixth. And then 7-8-9 is Anthony Calarco, Tommy Specht, and JoJo Blackman in DH left and right, respectively. First pitch to Donyer Cueva is a bit outside. A 1-0 count now on the Wood Ducks shortstop, Cueva. Listed at 6'1", 160-pound lefty bat from Los Guayos, Venezuela, is Donyer Cueva, who has been a thorn in the baller's side all year. 1-0 grounded to second, backhanded by Sanchez to first he goes, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Drew McDaniel. Definitely not what he had last time out. It was only he gets a better start tonight with a trio of grounders in the infield for the Down East Wood Ducks. That'll send us into the bottom of the first. Ballers will bat three batters, Camilleni Gonzalez and Calvin Harris, when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis, still scoreless between the Wood Ducks and the Ballers. We'll be right back after this short break.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Mario Camilleni, Jacob Gonzalez, Calvin Harris do up bottom of the first inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers are back home after a six-game stretch down in Charleston. They get back into the batter's box at Atrium Health Ballpark for the first time in a little bit, and it'll be Camilleni stepping in. His first pitch from the righty Luis Ramirez on the bump is inside, a 1-0 count on Mario Camilleni. Ballers doing battle with the Down East Wood Ducks this week again. It's the fourth series these two sides have matched up in, as the 1-0 is a bit inside, but it's called a strike, a 1-1 count on Mario Camilleni. And Camilleni Gonzalez, Calvin Harris against the righty Luis Ramirez on the mound for the Wood Ducks. 6'2", 200-pound, 22-year-old, born in Los Angeles, California, former Long Beach State righty, offers this pitch off to the plate to Camilleni, 2-1 on the Ballers designated hitter. Luis Ramirez, a seventh-round pick in 2022 by the Texas Rangers, picked 199th overall. Camilleni pokes a 2-1 into left field. This one's hit towards the line, and trailing after him is the left fielder, Tommy Specht. He makes the grab for the out. F7 in the book for Mario Camilleni for the first out in this bottom of the first. Now one out, nobody on base for Jacob Gonzalez, a shortstop. Gonzalez, a first-round pick in 2023. By the Chicago White Sox, is making his first appearance here in Kannapolis from Whittier, California. Ken Jacob Gonzalez fresh on the scene with the Ballers, played six games last week down in Charleston. Now steps into the batter's box here for the first time in a game. Pitches in there on a called strike, 0-1 on the shortstop, Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez had an RBI double in Sunday's game, produced in a big way as he waves at the 0-1 and misses from Ramirez, 0-2 on Jacob Gonzalez. Calvin Harris, catcher, waiting on deck. Another Ole Miss Rebel. Baller is getting a pair of Ole Miss Rebels from the draft in 2023 by the Chicago White Sox. This one's outside and low from Ramirez. Count will run to 1-2. Luis Ramirez, 1-3 on the season, a 4.54 ERA in 37 and two-thirds innings, 45 strikeouts, just above a one whip at 1.19. This 1-2 is a bit outside to Jacob Gonzalez, a shortstop, making a 2-2 count now on the Ballers' second batter in Jacob Gonzalez. Three games in a row he's reached base, three games he's had a base hit for Jacob Gonzalez, looking to extend it here in this bottom of the first. 2-2 from Ramirez is tapped foul. We'll keep the count at 2-2. Now on the ball, there's shortstop. Calvin Harris, catcher, awaits on deck. Eddie Park, center fielder, is your cleanup batter for Kannapolis. Chris Lanzilli, one of the hottest bats in the Carolina League, is batting fifth. Batting sixth, first baseman Yonaker Betancourt. As Ramirez is 2-2, this one is grounded foul by Gonzalez. He hit it with his own leg. Count will be 2-2 still on Jacob. 7-8-9, it'll be Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman. Right fielder Drake Logan will bat eighth and batting ninth is the third baseman tonight in Christopher DeGuzman. All for Pat Leland under the leadership of Mr. Leland and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-2 to Gonzalez is poked high and foul. Keep it at 2-2. We'll do it again on the Ballers shortstop. Good at bat already for the young lefty bat. Again, just a total of 21 years old. Gonzalez now working a 7-pitch at bat. Against Ramirez, here's the 2-2. This one is just a bit low and outside, making a 3-2 count now. So even with a bad result here, good at-bat for Jacob Gonzalez in his first at-bat here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-2 count, one down. Ramirez working from the wind. He'll offer the 3-2 to Gonzalez. This one's lifted high and foul. Staying alive, staying alive. No, we're not doing CPR training from the office. It's a 3-2 count on Jacob Gonzalez. Down east tonight, green tops with the orange letters and numbers outlined in white. Gray pants, all black caps of the down east wood duck on the front of the cap. 3-2, another one poked foul. Jacob Gonzalez staying alive at the plate with a barrage of foul balls into the seating bowl here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Keep it a 3-2 count. Good crowd on hand. $2 Tuesday, first game of 12 in a row here at home for Kannapolis. 3-2 to Gonzalez. Just a bit outside for ball four. Finally, a 11-pitch at-bat. Finally, it completes with a one-out free pass to Jacob Gonzalez. He extends it to now four games in a row for the lefty bat from Ole Miss. He is on base for the first time tonight. One on and one down for Calvin Harris. Harris, the barehanded backstop from Peosta, Iowa, steps in for the first time tonight. He has been by far the hottest bat of the new three draft picks added. He swings at the first pitch he sees. This one's towered into center. Hit well, but Gutierrez backtracking will make the grab for the out. It'll be an F8 in the book for the catcher, Calvin Harris. Retreating to first is Jacob Gonzalez. So two outs and a runner on for Eddie Park. Eddie Park will step in with a runner on base and two outs. Left to right in the outfield, it'll be Spector, Gutierrez, and Blackman. Left to right in the infield, Figueroa, Cueva, Hurdle, and Villarroel. Behind the dish for the righty in Luis Ramirez is Ian Moeller. As Eddie Park will dig in for his first at-bat against Ramirez. First pitch fastball is outside. A 1-0 count now on the center fielder, Eddie Park. Park, former Stanford Cardinal. Grew up in San Jose, California. Was talking about how he was a Giants fan growing up and ended up going to single-A San Jose Giants games. 1-0 is on the inside corner. 1-1 count on the center fielder, Eddie Park. Slowly but surely kind of got his feet under him last week in Charleston. Kind of started out maybe a little bit under his head and just trying to evaluate the competition, but as the week went on, he looked a lot more comfy as this one's grounded sharply to first. Play by VROL. He tags the bag for the out. So it'll be a 3-2 ground out for Eddie Park. That's the third out of this bottom of the first inning. Gonzalez is stranded after a one-out walk. So no offense for either side of this first inning. That'll send us into the top of the second. We'll take a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and be right back. Live from Kannapolis between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll be right back after this short break. Top of the second inning at 8 Treemouth Ballpark. Still a scoreless ball game. Later, Figueroa, Ian Moeller, and Anthony Gutierrez do up for the Down East Wood Ducks. Drew McDaniel back on the mound. His first pitch to Figueroa is in there for a called strike at 1 on the third baseman, Glader Figueroa. Top of the second, still a scoreless ball game. Neither side has picked a base hit in this ball game. Kannapolis, the only base runner. It was a walk from Jacob Gonzalez as this one is up and inside to Figueroa. 1-1 your count on the third baseman for Down East in Figueroa. Number 15 overall prospect in the Rangers organization is Glader Figueroa. 1-1 spun in there on the lower part of the zone for a called strike. Make it a 1-2 count on Figueroa. He will call time. McDaniel back for his second inning of action. He's faced Down East quite a few times this year. Already he's played 4 games against these Down East Wood Ducks. This is appearance number 5. He spins the 1-2 on the outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike 3. Drew McDaniel has his first strikeout of the night. One out now and nobody on base for the catcher in Ian Moeller. So a backwards K in the book for Drew McDaniel, his first strikeout. He has faced 4 batters and sat all 4 down. He'll face Ian Moeller for the first time tonight. Here in this top of the second inning, McDaniel against the Down East Wood Ducks, 1-1 with a 4.26 ERA. DeGuzman with the ground ball on the first pitch at third base. Across the first he goes. 1 pitch and 2 outs now in this top of the second inning. McDaniel making quick work of these Down East Wood Ducks. 2 outs and nobody on base for Anthony Gutierrez. Little chopper towards third to Guzman with an easy play. And Gutierrez is due up. Top-ranked prospect on the Wood Ducks roster in the position players scenario. First pitch from McDaniel is spun in there for a called strike, 0-1 on the center fielder, Anthony Gutierrez. We'll see the top prospect on the Wood Ducks roster on Saturday, the starting pitcher in Riney Brock Porter, as this one is fouled off. Count a run to 0-2 on the center fielder, Anthony Gutierrez. Gutierrez ranked at number 10 in the Rangers organization. McDaniel 1-1 against the Wood Ducks in now 5 games appeared in. Entered today with a 4.26 ERA. Gutierrez will ground the 0-2 back to McDaniel. A high chopper. He scoops it and underhands the first. And a 1-3 putout for Anthony Gutierrez means 6 up and 6 down now for Drew McDaniel. A solid day's work thus far for the righty from Lafayette, Louisiana. Bottom of the second we go. Ballers will send Lanzilli, Betancourt, and Sanchez to the plate when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Chris Lanzilli leads it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this bottom of the second inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Lanzilli, oh my goodness, what a tear he has been on at the plate. We're looking at the numbers for you here in his first at-bat against Luis Ramirez. Maybe next time as he grounds this one to third, a quick play. Figueroa makes the grab. The first he goes for the out. A 5-3 ground out for Chris Lanzilli. First out is already recorded at the bottom of the second inning, but the Ballers will now send Yonaker Bentencourt to the plate. Nobody on base and one down. As you look at Chris Lanzilli in his last 10 games, my goodness, batting .441 at the plate with 7 extra base hits and 13 RBI. 15 hits, also tops of any baller on the team in his last 10 games. Bentencourt will get his first pitch from Luis Ramirez. It's outside a 1-0 count on the breaking ball from the righty Ramirez. Bentencourt missed a few games last week back in the lineup for Pat Leland. After an 0-for week last week down in Charleston, 1-0 is inside. Cattle run to 2-0 on Yonaker Bentencourt. In his last five games, Bentencourt has had a bit of a rough go of it. Just one hit in 18 plate appearances. He has struck out five times. He's just been kind of hitting it right to guys consistently at the plate. 2-0 from Ramirez is on the inside corner, 2-1 on Yonaker Bentencourt. Home plate umpire tonight is Travis Roberson. Behind the plate, calling balls and strikes. And out in the infield is Rafael Veneda, as assigned by the Carolina League. 2-1. Broken bat grounder up the middle. The shortstop, Cueva, will field. Sets his feet. To first, he goes for the out. A 6-3 ground out for Yonaker Bentencourt on a shattered bat. So two outs, and now due up is the second baseman, Wilbur Sanchez. Well, that bat exploded on contact. And Yonaker Bentencourt will have to get a new piece of lumber before he steps back in. So Wilbur Sanchez will dig in La Chispa for the first time tonight. As Luis Ramirez again making the start for Down East on the season. And is 1-3, a 4.54 ERA. This is start number 8 for him on the year, appearance number 13. First pitch to Sanchez is inside. It's a 1-0 count on Wilbur Sanchez. 45 strikeouts, just 9 walks for the righty from Los Angeles. A 7th round pick in 2022 has impressed. 1-0 pitch on the way. Sanchez waves and misses. Count will run to even at 1-1. This is Ramirez's first appearance on the mound since July the 2nd. Ran into some trouble and ended up on the 7-day injured list. So he's back here after about a month-long stint on the IL, as this 1-1 to Sanchez is inside. Sanchez ducks out of the way. Count runs to 2-1 on Wilbur Sanchez. In his last outing, July 2nd against the Carolina Mudcats, 3 2/3, 3 runs on 5 hits. 2-1 on the way from the righty. Sanchez lifts this one in the air left field. Backtracking Tommy Speck, just shy of the warning track, makes the grab for the out. F7 in the book for Wilbur Sanchez. It's another 1-2-3 inning. This time, though, for the Down East Wood Ducks, it's the righty Luis Ramirez with a 1-2-3 frame. That'll send us into the top of the third. Still a scoreless ball game, still a hitless ball game here in Kannapolis. We'll take it to a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Scoreless between the Ballers and the Down East Wood Ducks.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Anthony Colarco, Tommy Specht, and JoJo Blackman do up in this top of the third inning. Drew McDaniel returns to the mound. His first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 on the DH, Anthony Colarco. Colarco, Specht, and Blackman face Drew McDaniel on the mound for his third inning of work. His pitch is up and inside in the 0-1, making an even 1-1 count on Anthony Colarco. DH for the Down East Wood Ducks tonight. One of the newer adds. He wasn't here last month when the Wood Ducks were here. 1-1 grounded to first, and it's played by Betancourt. A bit of a hurry over there, but he gets in there. McDaniel covered first, but no communication, and it is Yonaker Betancourt taking it to first himself. So a 3-2 put out, one down, and Tommy Specht will dig in. So Tommy Specht will dig in with another opportunity. Here in this 2023 season, Tommy Specht, 26 games since his last error, second most of any Wood Duck on the season. Pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 on the left fielder, Tommy Specht. 6'3", 200-pound bat from Dubuque, Iowa. He's one of two total Down East Wood Ducks who are from Dubuque, Iowa. Pitch is on the outside corner, but it's called a ball even at 1-1 on Tommy Specht. Specht, a sixth-round pick in 2022. Him and Ian Moeller, both from Dubuque, Iowa. 1-1 pitch. Waving a foul tip. It'll be a 1-2 count now on Tommy Specht. JoJo Blackman awaiting on deck. Drew McDaniel has faced seven batters so far tonight and sat all seven down, and he's still sitting at about 23 of 24 pitches on his night. 1-2 from the righty. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Second punch out of the night for Tommy Speck's opponent in the righty, Drew McDaniel. So two outs now, and due up is JoJo Blackman. McDaniel, two punch outs and 2 2/3 innings of work without allowing a soul on the base paths. So JoJo Blackman, the right fielder, digs in for his first at-bat. Blackman, a 5'11 lefty bat from Pensacola, Florida, gets the first pitch. It's on the inside part of the plate. It'll be a 1-0 count, though, on a JoJo Blackman. Blackman batting ninth tonight for the Down East Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization. 2-0 is low now. It's a 2-0 count. Excuse me. It was a 2-0 count. Carlos Maldonado, manager for the Down East Wood Ducks, in his first season with the team. A 2-0 is a bit outside, making now a 3-0 count on JoJo Blackman. McDaniel sitting at 27 pitches, 17 strikes. Not too shabby a start from the righty from Lafayette, Louisiana. 3-0 is low ball form. First base runner of the night for the Down East Wood Ducks is a 2-out free pass. It's JoJo Blackman. So one on and two down, and Devin Hurdle, the second baseman, will dig in. So the Wood Ducks finally have a base runner. Devin Hurdle will step in and try to change the tides of the day so far for the Wood Ducks. Devin Hurdle, a free agent signee by the Texas Rangers here in 2023 out of University of Nebraska, Omaha. Set the bump is McDaniel. First pitch to the righty bat, grounded towards second. Routine play for Sanchez. He'll underhand over a first in time for the out. A little 4-3 ground out for Devin Hurdle. Drew McDaniel has faced one above the minimum and allowed just the one walk so far tonight in the right fielder in JoJo Blackman. Still scoreless, still hitless before both sides tonight. We'll send it to the bottom of the third here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers will bat. When we come back, it'll be Logan, DeGuzman, and Camilletti on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health. official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Drake Logan will step in against the new arm on the mound for the Down East Wood Ducks. Just two innings of work for Luis Ramirez. Logan will spark this one into center. Hit well, and it'll be caught, though, on the run by Gutierrez for the first out. Drake Logan launched that one into left center, but making the grab is Gutierrez for the first out in F8. For Drake Logan, one down now. Christopher De Guzman will stand in for his first at-bat. So Luis Ramirez goes just two innings. It'll be Dylan McClain on the mound now for the Wood Ducks. 6'4" lefty, 190 pounds, 21 years of age from Portland, Oregon. Takes over the mound. De Guzman lays a beauty of a bunt down towards third base. Figueroa fields, but De Guzman beats out the throw. No throw, in fact, as he beat it out so quickly that there was no ability for the third baseman Figueroa to make the throw over. So an infield bunt single for De Guzman, and it's now one hit on the day for Kannapolis. Runner on first, and one down for Mario Camaletti. So the Ballers have the first hit of the night for either side in the Down East Wood Ducks and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. At first now is De Guzman with a lot of speed, and Mario Camaletti will stand in with a runner on and one down. Pitch on the way from the lefty, McClain taken all the way by Camaletti, a called strike, going one on the DH, Camaletti. De Guzman is over at first base. He is 5-for-5 on the season in stolen base attempts. A speedy guy over there is the former Alabama State Hornet. 0-1 check on the runner by McClain. It'll be an 0-1 count still on Mario Camaletti. McClain, 21 years of age, a fourth-round pick in 2020 by the Texas Rangers out of Central Catholic High School. One of a few talented arms out of the Portland, Oregon region. A whole bunch of young talent coming out of the Portland area. Pitches in there on a called strike to Camaletti, 0-2 on Mario. Two names that immediately jump off the train of thought as far as Portland pitching prospects. Mick Abel in the Philadelphia Phillies organization from a Jesuit high school in Portland, as Camaletti fouls this one off. Right back over my head. 0-2 count now on a Camaletti. Mick Abel from Jesuit high school. Noble Meyer, also number 10 overall selection here in 2023 by the Miami Marlins. All three of those guys, and Abel, Meyer, and McClain from the Portland area. 0-2 is just a bit outside, a 1-2 count on Mario Camaletti. McClain drafted in 2020. McAble drafted in 2021. And then Noble Meyer this year in 2023. Runner at first is De Guzman with a good lead. McClain looks in for the signs. A 1-2 count on Mario. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Camaletti goes after it. It's a foul tip into the mitt of the catcher, Ian Moeller. So a KFT in my scorebook. And Dylan McClain has his first strikeout of the night. Due up now is a shortstop in Jacob Gonzalez. So Jacob Gonzalez will stand in for his second at-bat. An 11-pitch walk last time up. And he ended up being stranded at first. And his first at-bat against Luis Ramirez. First time facing McClain. First pitch delivered. Fastball up and inside. Almost hits him on the hands. Counter run still 1-0. McClain making his 19th appearance of the season. It is not a start for him. He's got one save out of the bullpen. 55 innings entering tonight. 59 strikeouts. He is 6-2 with a 2.95 ERA. 1-0 inside corner. And now a 1-1 count on Jacob Gonzalez. 1-1 count on Gonzalez with two down. One down. 1-1 Wave and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. It'll be a 1-2 count now. Again, two outs in this bottom of the third inning. Gonzalez digging in, extending his on-base streak earlier tonight to four games in a row. We're going to do some damage against the lefty McLean. 1-2 delivered. This one's lined, in the left for a base hit. And it will be a single for Jacob Gonzalez. Off the bat, looked like a grounder from my view, but got a little bit of air under it, and it just kept flying into left field. So it'll be a single for Jacob Gonzalez. 2-1 now and two outs for Calvin Harris. Calvin Harris will step in now with two outs and two on base. Dylan McLean taking over on the mound. A single for Gonzalez. He's now on base for the second time. First pitch delivered in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Moeller. It's a 1-0 count on Calvin Harris. 0-1 tonight. A flyout in the first pitch he saw in the first inning to center field, where Gutierrez has been a stalwart in the defensive positioning for Down East tonight. Harris steps in, 1-0 from McLean. This one's lifted in the center field, hit well again. Gutierrez backtracking, he looks like he's hauling it. He's not going to get there, it's over his head. Scoring is De Guzman, rounding third, and here comes, it'll be the other runner in Jacob Gonzalez, Calvin Harris with a 2-RBI double, and the ballers have broken through in this bottom of the third inning, and guess who? It's Calvin Harris with another RBI base hit, and Kannapolis has taken a 2-0 lead in this bottom of the third inning. One on and two outs, and due up is the center fielder in Eddie Park. So De Guzman and Jacob Gonzalez both score on an RBI double from Calvin Harris, who has been on fire to start his tenure here in Kannapolis. Eddie Park will dig in with Harris at second. Pitch delivered from the lefty. Curveball is just a bit inside, make it a 1-0 count. Now on Eddie Park. Calvin Harris, his second double, his sixth hit already. And just his fifth game with Kannapolis. Six hits in five games. Not too shabby a start from Calvin Harris. 1-0 from the lefty. Breaking ball a bit outside. A 2-0 count now on Eddie Park. So Harris is at second. De Guzman and Gonzalez both score on the big fly ball double over the head of Gutierrez in center by our good buddy in Calvin Harris. 2-0 from the lefty McLean. Fouled off straight back. Cal run to 2-1 now on the center fielder, Eddie Park. First time up for Park, grounded out to the first baseman in Villarroel. Ballers on top 2-0 in this bottom of the third, out hitting Down East 3-1. Don't want to say the number quite yet, don't want to spoil it. 2-1 McLean with a look at second, Harris with a good lead. Here is the offering from the lefty in the dirt block by the catcher, Moeller again. Cal run to now 3-1 on Eddie Park. Chris Lanzilli waiting on deck. We know how hot he's been as of late. Bottom of the third inning, a 3-1 count now on Eddie Park. A slightly open stance. The lefty bat keeps it really close to his left ear. 3-1. Up and in for ball four. And Dylan McLean's struggles continue here in this bottom of the third. He's now allowed three hits and now a walk of Eddie Park. So now 2-1 and 2 out for Chris Lanzilli. So three hits for Kannapolis and now a walk, and that'll send things to a mound visit, it appears, from the pitching coach in Julio Valdez. As Dylan McLean is running into some trouble here against the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this bottom of the third inning. McLean got the victory last time he pitched exactly a week ago against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Four innings, he gave up one run on three hits, no walks, and he struck out seven. So a pretty good outing last time for the lefty and Dylan McLean, but he runs into some trouble. This is now the fifth game in a row he has allowed runs to cross the plate. As Dylan McLean, his last shutout outing was actually against the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this ballpark on July 9th. Two shutout innings with two strikeouts, and he got the win here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch to Chris Lanzilli is check swung on. He goes around on it, says Travis Roberson. Count is 0-1 on Chris Lanzilli. First time up for Lanzilli, he grounded out to the third baseman in a Glader Figueroa. Lanzilli doing well against lefties this season, batting 269. He's got two homers and nine RBI against left-handed pitching. 0-1. This one's towered high and foul down the right field line. And count will run now to 0-2 on Chris Lanzilli. Nice night here in Kannapolis. Temperatures are down, but the clouds are rolling in. No rain in the forecast. Just a cloudy, overcast night with the wind blowing out to right field. Should favor the lefty bats tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-2 count with two outs. Pitch to Lanzilli. Waved that and foul tipped into the mitt of the catcher, Moeller. That is another strikeout for Dylan McClain, his second of the night. And it's the third out of the bottom of the third inning. Butt damage done. Pollard's pick up two runs on three hits thanks to a Calvin Harris. Two RBI double into center. That sends us down to the top of the fourth inning. Ballers take a 2-0 lead in that bottom of the third. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Atrium Health Ballpark. Two, three, four batters due up for the Down East Wood Ducks in this top of the fourth inning. It's Miguel Villarroel, Donyer Cueva, and Glader Figueroa due up for the Down East Wood Ducks. Drew McDaniel returns to the mound, inning number four of work for the righty. His first pitch to Villarroel is tattooed into left center field, hit well. Backtracking Eddie Park, backtracking Lanzilli. It ends up into Triples Alley, though it lands, and it'll be a stand-up double off the bat of Miguel Villarroel. It's the first hit of the night for the Down East Wood Ducks. Finally, after three innings of work, McDaniel allows a base hit. It's a double off the bat of Miguel Villarroel. So one on now and nobody out for the shortstop in Donyer Cueva. So McDaniel, after 30 pitches, finally allows his first hit. He's allowed one hit and one walk tonight. Donyer Cueva will dig in for his second at-bat. A ground out to Sanchez at second in his first at-bat. First pitch from the righty. Fastball inside corner. A 0-1 count on the shortstop, Donyer Cueva. McDaniel actually made his first appearance of the season in Kinston against the Wood Ducks. In three innings of work out of the bullpen, got the victory. It was the first win of 2023 for the Cannonballers on opening night. 0-1, a deep breath. He'll look in for the signs. A check on the runner. He'll just fake over there. As the shortstop Gonzalez coming over to keep a close eye on Miguel Villarroel. Villarroel at second base after a stand-up double. On the season is a 7-for-7 in stolen base attempts, so definitely a speed threat. 0-1 pitch to Cueva. Waved down and fouled straight back on a ground ball. It'll be a 0-2 count on the shortstop down here, Cueva. Glader Figueroa, third baseman awaiting on deck. This is kind of the 1-2 punch for the Down East Wood Ducks in Cueva and Figueroa. Two top prospects in the Rangers system, and both have been contributing in big numbers. Until as of recently, McDaniel will check on Villarroel at first. A snap throw over there. Gonzalez, though, will make the tag. It's not in time. Count is 0-2. At the plate on Donyer Cueva. You actually look at the strikeout numbers in the Carolina League. The Down East Wood Ducks have a set of three players in the top 12 and two in the top 10 in strikeouts. One of them is Cueva, 0-2, grounded to second. Sanchez fields, he'll throw to first in time for the out, but it's a productive ground out. It moves the runner Villarroel to third, so now a runner on third, 90 feet away, and one down on a 4-3 ground out from Donier Cueva. He is now the first out of the top of the fourth. Glader Figueroa due up. Figueroa, 12th in the Carolina League with 102 strikeouts in 83 games. That's over a strikeout a game. I'm not great at math, but I know that for sure. As McDaniel will work, first pitch to Figueroa, low and in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Calvin Harris. Count is 1-0 on the third baseman Figueroa. First time up, struck out looking against Drew McDaniel. In that second inning, we're in the top of the fourth. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, taking a peek at third. McDaniels 1-0 to Figueroa. Foul back to me. Up here in the broadcast booth, a 1-1 count on the third baseman, Figueroa. Ian Moeller, catcher, waits on deck. He saw just one pitch in his first at-bat back in the second inning. Figueroa looking to break through against McDaniel. 1-1 pitch delivered. Curveball is in there on the outside corner. Beautifully placed. A 1-2 count on Figueroa. McDaniel on the season, again, this is his 18th appearance. He's only had four outings in which he's not allowed a run. He's had a bit of a rough go of it. 1-2. Fastball up and away, trying to sneak it by Figueroa. Instead, he'll have a 2-2 count. Now on the Wood Ducks third baseman. His worst outing of the year, to no surprise, his worst two outings, have been against the Carolina Mudcats, who have had our numbers all year. 2-2. This one's poked into right field. Hit well, trailing Drake Logan. Makes a sprawling effort and makes the grab for the out. Throw comes in from the outfield. Tagging up at third is the runner, Villarroel. Play the play. He is out. The Ballers defense comes up clutch. A sliding grab in the outfield by Drake Logan. Tagging up at third is Villarroel, and the relay throw comes in, and the fly at the plate with a swipe tag from Calvin Harris is the third out of this top of the fourth inning. No runs on the board for the Wood Ducks. It's still 2-0 Ballers. Bottom of the fourth, we'll take a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Exciting nights here in Kannapolis. It's still 2-0 Ballers on top. Yonaker Bencourt steps in to lead it off. It'll be Wilbur Sanchez, Drake Logan to follow. First pitch from the lefty, Dylan McLean, is a bit inside, a 1-0 count on the first baseman, Bencourt. Sanchez and Logan to follow. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ballers lead 2-0 over the Down East Wood Ducks. McLean back on the mound, his second inning of work. His second pitch to Bencourt is up and away, a 2-0 count. Now on the Ballers first baseman, Yonaker Bencourt. Bottom of the fourth. Pinch on the way from McLean on the 2-0 is spun in there on the inside corner. 2-1 on Bencourt, the first baseman. His first time up, grounded out to the shortstop in Cueva. Hitch delivered. Betancourt will tower this one high and deep down the left field line. Hooking. Foul. 2-2 count now on the first baseman, Betancourt, who is desperately looking for any way he can to get on base here in this bottom of the fourth. Pitch on the way on the 2-2. Fastball up and away. A full count now on Yonaker Betancourt. Sanchez and Drake Logan to follow here in this bottom of the fourth. Ballers lead 2-0. McLean's full count offering. This one's grounded to short. Quavot, who is right next to the play, makes the field across in time for the out. Another 6-3 ground out for Betancourt. Second time he's done that tonight. One down now, and Wilmer Sanchez will dig in. Not even 8 o'clock yet here on the East Coast. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning. Kannapolis and Down East in the first of six games between these two sides. Sanchez will stand in. First pitch on the way from McLean. This one is popped up in the shallow center. Coming in is Gutierrez, backtracking the shortstop. Cueva called off, though, by everyone as Gutierrez makes the grab for the out. It'll be an F8 for Wilmer Sanchez. First pitch he sees is a fly out into center in this bottom of the fourth. So two outs and nobody on. And due up is Drake Logan, the right fielder. So Logan will stand in, flew out into center his first time up against Dylan McLean nonetheless. And his first batter he saw back in the third inning. First pitch to Logan is fouled off straight back. Count will run to 0-1. Now on Drake Logan, the right fielder. Top of the fifth inning in Lynchburg, the Hillcats trailing 4-0 to the Fredericksburg Nationals. Of course, we're in the bottom of the fourth here in Kannapolis. 0-1, Logan will sky this one into right. Trailing towards the line, Blackman making the grab on the run to his left for the out. A flyout into right for Drake Logan. He's 0-2 now with a pair of flyouts in to the outfield. Top of the fifth. We're not even an hour into this ballgame, and into the fifth we go. It's been a speedy one here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Knock on wood, of course, as it's all your broadcaster's curse. I'm going to now get a 15-inning game and... yeah, we're just going to have a lot of baseball tonight. To the top of the fifth we go. We'll be right back after this quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Live from Kannapolis, 2-0. Ballers on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before. So that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the fifth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Ballers on top 2-0 against the Down East Wood Ducks. Drew McDaniel returns his fifth inning of work. He's allowed just one walk and one hit in tonight's game. His first pitch to Ian Moeller is on the outside corner, 0-1. Now on the Wood Ducks catcher, Ian Moeller. McDaniel from the line to 1 on the way. Has just been up and away. A 1-1 count now. He tried a breaking ball, but Moeller takes all the way. Ballers lead 2-0. They're out hitting Down East 3-1 in this Tuesday evening matchup. $2 Tuesday here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 fastball is a bit low. Count runs to 2-1 on Ian Moeller. Ballers looking to get back in the winning ways here at Atrium Health Ballpark. This will be their third win in a row tonight if results hold. They won the final two games down in Charleston. 2-1 lifted eye and foul by Moeller. 2-2 your count now on top of the fifth. Kannapolis leads 2-0 over the Wood Ducks. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, we're getting to an out-of-town scoreboard look, but pitching from McLean and the Wood Ducks defense said we'll delay that a little. 2-2 is in there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three, a late call from Travis Roberson, but late is better than never. It's another strikeout for Drew McDaniel, his third of the night. Now nobody on base and one down for Anthony Gutierrez. So one out and Anthony Gutierrez will dig in. He had a 1-3 ground out his last time up. McDaniel made the play. First pitch from the righty is low and outside, a 1-0 count on Gutierrez. Top of the third inning in Carolina, the Mudcats are home against the Delmarva Shorebirds. It's 2-1 in favor of the Mudcats over the Shorebirds, who are statistically the worst team in the Carolina League at this moment. 1-0 is up and inside, a 2-0 count on Anthony Gutierrez. The Shorebirds at 43-57, worst record in the Carolina League. Am I going to get suspended for saying something bad about the Orioles affiliates? I don't know. 2-0 fastball in there for a called strike. 2-1 on Anthony Gutierrez. Of course, I'm sure that folks have seen a little bit on the Orioles broadcasting scenario right now. Yeah. 2-1 hacked and a miss by Gutierrez. 2-2 your count. All he did is give factual information. I don't understand it. 2-2 on the way to Gutierrez. I'm going to get off my soapbox up here in the broadcast booth and just continue to call this ball game. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch from McDaniel to Gutierrez. Poked high and foul over the Atrium Health sign. It'll be a 2-2 count still on Gutierrez. Top of the fifth inning, Salem Red Sox on top 3-1 over the Augusta Green Jackets up in Salem at Curlian Clinic Field. Salem Memorial Ballpark, 2-2 for McDaniel. This one's towered into right center field, hit well. Eddie Park backtracking, Drake Logan as well. Logan on the warning track makes the grab for the out in front of that video board in right center in front of the right field bar. First down was a strikeout, but second out is a flyout for Anthony Gutierrez. Now two outs in the top of the fifth. Two outs and Anthony Calarco will step in. Bottom of the fourth inning in a battle of the two teams in the Lowcountry in South Carolina. The Columbia Fireflies lead 1-0 over the Charleston Riverdogs, who, if results hold there, it will be Charleston's third loss in a row. Top of the third inning, Myrtle Beach jumping out ahead in front of Fayetteville pretty early, 5-1. Pelicans lead the Woodpeckers in the Battle of the Birds. First pitch is inside to Calarco. A 1-0 count on the Wood Ducks DH. Calarco will get the 1-0. This one is inside. A 2-0 count now on the Wood Ducks designated hitter. Anthony Calarco, a former Ole Miss Rebel himself. Played at Ole Miss in 2023. Before that, had four seasons at Northwestern. 2-0 is in there on a called strike. 2-1 now on a Calarco. Spent 4 years at Northwestern and then transferred for his graduate year to Ole Miss. 2-1. Fastball is in there on the inside corner. 2-2. On the DH, Calarco. McDaniel, one strike away from his fourth punch out of the night. So a battle of Ole Miss Rebels. McDaniel on the mound and Calarco at the plate. 2-2, chopped foul. Count will stay put at 2-2 and we'll do it again. Anthony Calarco's father, John, played minor league baseball for the Salt Lake City Trappers. And Calarco also attended the same high school as former White Sox outfielder Charlie Tilson. Born on August 21st of 1999, he's got a birthday coming up. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. McDaniel picks up his fourth strikeout of the night. He gets Calarco hacking and missing. Two strikeouts in the fifth inning, and he makes quick work of him in the fifth. A 1-2-3 frame for McDaniel against the Ducks from down east. Bottom five we go. Ballers lead 2-0. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Live from Kannapolis on the Ballers Baseball Network, De Guzman, Camilletti, and Gonzalez do up when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, the bottom of the fifth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark is due here. It'll be Christopher DeGuzman, Mario Camilleni, and Jacob Gonzalez due up as we're waiting. The umpire, there he is! Home plate umpire, I guess, had to go use the bathroom. All good, bottom of the fifth inning. Here we are back here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Home plate umpire Travis Roberson stepped away for a moment. He's back now. He'll wipe the plate clean, and it'll be Christopher DeGuzman stepping in against the lefty Dylan McLean. It'll be the second time McLean has faced DeGuzman tonight. One for one, DeGuzman had a single in his first at-bat in the bottom of the third inning. Ballers lead at 2-0, now inning down, he's 3-1. Been a quiet game other than that third inning for Kannapolis. It was a 2-RBI double off the bat of Calvin Harris. They gave the Ballers the lead. DeGuzman hacks to the first pitch he sees. Popped up shallow center. Backtracking is Devin Hurdle. Left the right fielder, though, and JoJo Blackman comes in and just calls everyone off and says, I got him, and sprawls out for the grab. Bit of a weird play and a whole lot of lack of communication, I would assume. But JoJo Blackman comes in and saves the day. A F9 in the book. One down now, and DeGuzman is retired. It'll be Mario Camilleni due up now. Nobody on base and one down. And our head groundskeeper and Tim Siegel, I'd imagine, is not going to be too happy with JoJo Blackman. He probably put a sizable divot out there in center. First pitch in there, a called strike to Mario Camilleni, 0-1 is your count on the Ballers leadoff batter. Pretty sizable divot he left out there, just behind the second base bag in the outfield grass. 0-1 is in there at 90 miles an hour on a called strike, 0-2 on Camilleni. It was indeed a strike. Tracking it by our home plate call, our track man. 0-2 count, wind blowing out to right on an overcast night here in Kannapolis for this first matchup between these two sides this season. 0-2 count with one down, bottom five. Ballers on top, 2-0. Pitch from Dylan McLean delivered. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Moeller. Count will be 1-2 on the DH, Mario Camilleni. Jacob Gonzalez awaiting on deck the shortstop. He's reached twice tonight with a base hit and a walk. Camilleni 0-2 looking to get on base tonight for the first time. 1-2 delivered. Fastball up and away. 2-2 on Mario Camilleni. Campbell Money, the Carolina League leader in walks at 73 and on-base percentage at 429 among all qualified bats in the Carolina League. 2-2 from McLean. This one's fouled off of the protective netting behind home plate. Count stays put at 2-2 on Mario Camilletti. Camilletti, the eighth-round pick last year from Sterling Heights, Michigan, former Central Michigan Chippewa, put together a nice storied career up in Michigan and is now here in Kannapolis. 2-2 fouled off. Mulder can't hold on to the strike. It'll be a 2-2 count on Camilletti. Got just enough of it, and it deflected off of the glove of Mulder, so it'll be a 2-2 count on the DH Camilletti. Mario had the day off on Sunday, gets to ease back into the week this week. Played all five games and then got the day off on Sunday. Pitches up and in a 2-2 count, now runs full on Mario. He played again the first five games of the series in Charleston. Had the day off Sunday and DH's today. 3-2 count, McLean from the line, here's the pitch. This one is popped up in the infield, trailing foul first. The pitcher, McLean, goes after, but the catcher in Mulder retrieves and makes the grab on the warning track for the out. It'll go down as a P2 in foul ground for Mario Camilletti. Two outs now, and due up is Jacob Gonzalez, a shortstop. So Jacob Gonzalez will stand in for his first at-bat. He reached in the first inning on an 11-pitch walk, and then a single in the third inning. Scoring later in the frame on a Calvin Harris RBI double. First pitch from McLean. A fastball is in the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. First round pick in 2023, 15th overall out of Ole Miss. 2021 National Freshman of the Year by D1 Baseball. 0-1 just a bit low from the lefty McLean. 1-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. You see the tools that Gonzalez has early. Here in his short time here with Kannapolis. Coming through clutch on Sunday with an RBI base hit. As he swings the 1-1, he fouls this one off. This one's trailing foul. It'll run out of play. Third baseman Figueroa gave it a chase, but he does not have room to make the grab. It's a 1-2 count on Jacob Gonzalez. He's at just above the Mendoza line at 217 on the season. McLean at 42 pitches so far in the night. 1-2, here is the offering. This one's lined sharply, foul down the left field line. That'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. Count is a 1-2 now on Jacob Gonzalez. Calvin Harris, catcher, awaits on deck. A 1-2 count with two outs. McLean will look in for the signs. A 1-2 count. Pitch delivered from the lefty. This one's lined down the left field line. Hooking, will it stay fair? No, it won't. It'll end up in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. Gonzalez staying alive at the plate. Now three fouls in a row. Keep it at 1-2 on Gonzalez. Each of those three fouls here in a row have all been opposite field, so Gonzalez trying to push the ball in the lefty-lefty matchup. 1-2, pitch on the way. This one's fouled off over my head. Almost making the grab up here. To no avail. 1-2 count on Gonzalez. On deck awaiting is the catcher, Calvin Harris. Bottom of the fifth inning, Ballers lead a 2-0 over the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-2, fastball is outside. Count evens at 2-2 on Jacob Gonzalez. Really a nice night it turned out to be. Clouds rolling in. Temperatures are a little lower than we had thought they were going to be. 2-2 from the lefty. Low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Ian Mulder. Count runs full. And Jacob Gonzalez, all of a sudden, has now run himself into another full count and another long at-bat. From the line, McLean works, 3-2. This one's poked foul over my head again. Gonzalez staying alive. This is kind of the hitter you want in the two spot in the lineup. Somebody that's going to put together a nice fight so that McLean will get frustrated enough, and then Calvin Harris, the catcher, awaits as Gonzalez will pop the 3-2 up in a shallow center. Coming in, Gutierrez. He'll come in and make the grab for the out. A fly out in the center for Jacob Gonzalez. First time he has sat down, and this time a fly out. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Dylan McLean in this bottom of the fifth. Ballers, though, still lead 2-0. A 9-pitch at-bat from Jacob Gonzalez. He's seen at least 21 pitches tonight. It's been a good night at the plate for Jacob Gonzalez working those late counts. Well, to the sixth we go. Ballers lead 2-0. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Drew McDaniel returns and we come back on the mound. Top of the sixth we go, and Drew McDaniel returns to the mound. His first pitch delivered is a bit outside to Tommy Speck, the left fielder. 1-0 your count. McDaniel offers a breaking ball at 73 miles an hour for his first pitch to Speck. It is 1-0. This one's lined sharply foul down the left field line. Heads up in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. Count evens at 1-1 on Tommy Speck. Speck to JoJo Blackman and Devin Hurdle. Two up in this top of the sixth inning. Ballers on top 2-0, out hitting down east 3-1 in this Tuesday series opener. McDaniel's 1-1 delivered. A fastball is up and inside. A 2-1 count on the left fielder Tommy Specht. Specht in his first at-bat tonight against Drew McDaniel. Struck out swinging. First pitch was a strike. This one is grounded to first. Bencourt makes the play to first, to the covering McDaniel. 3-1 ground out. Tommy Specht is now 0-4-2 on the ninth. One down, and JoJo Blackman digs in. So JoJo Blackman, the right fielder, stands in. 0-0 tonight. He reached on a free pass in the third inning. Blackman leads the team in strikeouts. On the season, Blackman, seventh in the Carolina League with 109 strikeouts in 72 games. Again, that's over a strikeout a game. First pitch, Blackman shows bunt, pulls it back as this one almost hits him in the legs. It'll be a 1-0 count on the right fielder, JoJo Blackman. When Blackman gets on base, 18 for 26 in stolen bases. That's kind of his game as he has 46 hits and 18 stolen bases. Kind of a do-it-all hitter. 8 doubles, 4 triples, 6 homers. He launches this 1-0 hit well into center. Backtracking Eddie Park. Warning track. He looks up, hits the middle of the wall. Headed to second is Blackman. He'll stop there. It'll be a 1-out double for JoJo Blackman. He has his 9th double of the season. He is now a 1-out base runner for down east. Second hit of the night for the Wood Ducks. Top of the order in Devin Hurdle is now due up. So Blackman reaches for the second time tonight. He's been a thorn in the side of Drew McDaniel all night. Devin Hurdle, the second baseman, will stand in with a runner at second base. One on and one down. Devin Hurdle digs in 0-2 on the night. McDaniel looks in for the signs, takes a peek at second. Here is the pitch. Wave and a miss from Devin Hurdle, a 0-1 count. Now on the Wood Ducks second baseman, Hurdle. Again from Nebraska, Omaha, the University of Nebraska, Omaha, from DeWitt, Iowa. Undrafted free agent signee in 2023 by the Texas Rangers. 0-1 pitch delivered. Curveball in there for a called strike, 0-2. Devin Hurdle working at the plate, but McDaniel offers a breaking ball that just looks a little better. McDaniel, a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. Uses four pitches pretty evenly. Tries to spread that fastball out a little more, though. 0-2. Hacked and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. How about a strikeout again for Drew McDaniel? His fifth of the night. Devin Hurdle down on strikes. He is 0-3 this evening. Two outs now. Runner still on second. It is JoJo Blackman and Miguel Villarroel. The first baseman will stand in. So both hits for the Down East Wood Ducks tonight. Two hits on the board. And both have been doubles, one of them from Blackman, who is currently at second, the other from Miguel Villarroel, who stepped to the plate his last time up. First pitch delivered up and away, a 1-0 count now on Miguel Villarroel. Villarroel picked up a double in the fourth inning and then was put out on a nice little fundamentals play in the outfield on a relay throw in from Drake Logan. 1-0 from the righty. This one's grounded towards short. Played by Gonzalez. Sets his feet across the first. He goes. And it's the third out again of the top of the sixth inning. Roel is grounded out in a 6-3 fashion. And it'll leave the runner stranded at second. It is JoJo Blackman. So still no runs on the board for Down East. Good night so far for McDaniel. Six innings of work. That'll send us to the bottom half of the sixth. Ballers lead 2-0 in what's been a very quiet game tonight. But quiet, no news is sometimes good news, especially if you're the Kannapolis Cannonballers, up 2-0. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Calvin Harris, Eddie Park, and Chris Lanzilli do up. Tom Bonham of the sixth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis on top, 2-0 over the Down East Wood Ducks. Looking for their third victory in a row. It'll be a good start of the series here against the Wood Ducks back at home. First pitch grounded up the middle by Harris. That gets through into center for a base hit. Calvin Harris, this is what you came for. Another multi-hit game for the catcher from Ole Miss, the barehanded backstop for the Ballers. He is on with a single to start off the sixth inning. One on and nobody out for Eddie Park, the center fielder. Runner on second, runner on first, I should say. Second hit of the night for Calvin Harris. He reached on a double in the third and now singled in the sixth. Eddie Park's first pitch for McLean is up and in a check swing, and he gets a piece of it. It's an 0-1 count on the surgeon, the center fielder Eddie Park. Nicknamed the Surgeon at Stanford by his teammates for his prone ability to slice ground balls through the infield at the plate. 0-1 McLean's pitch. This one is fouled off. It'll be a 0-2 count now on Eddie Park. Eighth round pick in 2023 out of Stanford. Grew up in San Jose, California. Talked to him a little bit before the game today about how he grew up going to San Jose Giants games. Now, of course, at the single-A level in the California League. 0-2 pitch. Park will pop this one up in the shallow left. Backtracking, say, shortstop in Cueva. Calls everyone off and makes the grab for the out. It'll be a P6 off the bat of Eddie Park, so he's now 0-2. He has reached base once tonight, though, so he extends the on-base streak to now six games in a row. Nonetheless, though, one on and one out for Chris Lanzilli. So Lanzilli will stand in with a runner on and one down. McLean taking a peek over at a first. Here is the pitch to Lanzilli. Fastball up and away. A 1-0 count on the left fielder, Lanzilli. From Stoneham, Massachusetts, 0-2 on the night. He's grounded out to the third baseman in Figueroa and struck out swinging. Faced McLean once in that third and struck out swinging. 1-0 is in there for a called strike. A 1-1 count now on the left fielder, Chris Lanzilli. As we were talking about a little earlier, he has been on fire in his last 10 games. Entering tonight, batting .441, 15 hits, most of any baller. Four doubles, most of any baller. Three homers, tied for most of any baller. 13 RBI, most of any baller. 1-1 count, McLean's pitch on the way. Lanzilli pops this one up a mile high in the infield. Who's got it? First baseman Villarroel under it will make the grab for the out. It'll be now a two outs in the frame. A P3 off the bat of Chris Lanzilli. Two outs now, and at first still is Calvin Harris. Yonagar Betancourt now due up. Betancourt 0-2, the pair of ground outs to the shortstop in Danier Cueva. On his night so far, he has been hitless for quite some time. Pitch on the way from the lefty McLean, a fastball up and away, a 1-0 count on Yonagar Betancourt. In his last 10 games, Betancourt not sitting at too high a number. Has really struggled batting .125 with four hits. And a 40 plate appearances. He fouls this one off. It'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. It's a 1-1 count on the first baseman, Betancourt. Again, four hits in 40 plate appearances. 32 at-bats, so he's walked a couple of times, has Betancourt, two times. 1-1, McLean's offering. Waved and a missed at 89 miles an hour up in the zone. 1-2 on Yonagar Betancourt. Five homers on the season, 27 RBI. For the righty bat from Termero, Venezuela, longest tenured player on the Ballers roster that's been in the White Sox system, a free agent signee in 2016. He grounds this 1-2 to second. Played by Hurdle, takes it to the second base bag himself for the force out. It'll be a fielder's choice for Yonagar Betancourt, but put out at second is Calvin Harris on a 4-U put out for the third out of the bottom of the sixth inning. Well, we're into the back third of baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. So far, so good for Kannapolis. They're on top. 2-0. They'll look to seal the deal. They are nine outs away from victory. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. A new arm on the way for Kannapolis when we come back here at Atrium Health Ballpark.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Thank you. Well, after six solid innings from Drew McDaniel, it'll be Horacio Andujar taking over on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The righty steps in on the mound. Second arm used tonight by Kannapolis. 6'2", 160-pound, 24-year-old from Boni, Dominican Republic. His first pitch was a strike. Second pitch is a high and foul ball by Dunyer Cueva. 0-2 is your count. It'll be Cueva, Figueroa, and Mulder due up. It'll be Horacio Andujar entering in relief of Drew McDaniel, who had himself a pretty nice night on the mound. 0-2. Lifted eye and foul by Cueva. Stays alive. It's still a 0-2 count. Cueva, Figueroa, and Mulder due up. Horacio Andujar takes over on the mound. Acquired in a trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2023 was Horacio Andujar. 0-2 from the righty. Breaking ball a bit outside. A 1-2 count now on the shortstop in Cueva. Andujar on the season is impressed out of the bullpen. 2-3, a 5.12 ERA in 19 games. 31 2/3 innings, 24 strikeouts. 1-2 grounded to first. Bencourt takes it to the bag himself for the out. It's a 3-U put out of Dunyer Cueva. One down now, and Glader Figueroa due up. Again, Horacio Andujar taking over in relief of Drew McDaniel, who turned in a very solid night on the mound. A six shutout innings with two hits, one walk, and five strikeouts. Again, it's his first shutout outing in quite some time from Drew McDaniel. First pitch delivered by Eduardo Figueroa in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Glader Figueroa. McDaniel tosses his first shutout outing since the ninth against, guess who, the Down East Wood Ducks in two innings, though. This one is outside to Figueroa, 1-1 count. Figueroa 0-2 tonight, a strikeout looking and a fly out to the right. 1-1 pitch is just a bit outside, 2-1. Now on Glader Figueroa, the third baseman. Ian Mulder, catcher awaiting on deck. Top of the seventh inning, Ballers on top, 2-0. Out hitting Down East, 4-2. 2-1, Andujar's offering. This one is fouled off straight back. 2-2 on the third baseman at Glader Figueroa. Drew McDaniel, last time he had a substantial shutout outing was back on the 29th against Fayetteville. 29th of June, that is. Six shutout innings with five strikeouts. Pretty much a mirror of what we saw tonight. 2-2. Popped up in the air high and foul. It's trailing towards the seating bowl for a lucky fan. Count will stay put at 2-2, and we'll do it again here on a Glader Figueroa. Two count. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Horacio Andujar taking over in the bullpen in relief of Drew McDaniel. 2-2. Grounded towards first. Bencourt will back paddle and a flip to first, where the covering Andujar makes the grab for the out. A 3-1 put out. A nice play at first by Bencourt, who kind of had to backtrack a little bit. So now two outs and nobody on base. Due up is Ian Mulder, the catcher. Mulder 0-2. I feel like a broken record saying it. A lot of Wood Ducks tonight 0-2 against Drew McDaniel. Been a very much pitcher's duel. Mulder stands in against Andujar. First pitch on the way from the righty. A breaking ball on the inside corner. 0-1 your count now on the catcher, Ian Mulder. Horacio Andujar has faced the Down East Wood Ducks a couple of times this year. Faced him once out in Kinston and struggled mightily. Pitch is low and inside to Mulder. 1-1 is your count. Faced him twice, actually, out in Kinston in June, and struggle. 1-1 in the way. Mulder takes outside. 2-1 on the Wood Ducks catcher. Andujar in 3 2/3 innings in two outings against Down East in Kinston. Seven hits, allowing eight runs all earned with a walk and two strikeouts. 2-1 to Mulder is low and inside. A breaking ball now. 3-1 on the Wood Ducks catcher. He faced him twice out of the bullpen back in early July, both on July 4th and on the 8th. Much better. Four innings with one run on two hits. 3-1. Fastball is up and away for ball four. Ian Mulder will be a base runner for the Wood Ducks now with two outs in his top of the seventh inning. Moeller's on base for the first time tonight. That'll be one on and two outs, and Anthony Gutierrez will step in. Anthony Gutierrez has got a three-game hit streak rolling here for the Down East Wood Ducks. And he is at risk of losing it here against Andujar. First pitch fastball is in there for a called strike, 0-1 on the center fielder, Anthony Gutierrez. One home run in the season, batting .253. Get on a three-game hit streak. Here's Gutierrez. 0-1 count, Andujar's pitch. This one's lined sharply in a right, hooking though, and you'll drop in front of Drake Logan for a base hit. Rounding second hitter for third is Moeller, an ambitious play. Nobody covering at second, but a nice heads up play by DeGuzman. So, play at third is not in time. Moeller's sliding in at third. He is safe. And at first is Anthony Gutierrez with a single. So he's now 1-for-3, extends his hit streak to now 4 games in a row. And due up is Anthony Calarco, the DH. Just the third hit all night for the Wood Ducks since the first non-double of the evening for Down East. At third is Ian Moeller. That's some heads-up base running. And then first is Anthony Gutierrez. Andujar's pitch. Fastball and time call. They're going to call a balk on Horacio Andujar. And that'll score a run for the Wood Ducks. Moeller is going to cross the plate. And to second will go Anthony Gutierrez. It'll be a balk called by the infield umpire in Rafael Veneda. So now Down East on the board. Moeller scores on a balk. And Gutierrez advances second. So all of a sudden now tying run is at second. In this top of the seventh inning, Ballers are 7 outs away from victory. But a balk here by Andujar cuts their lead in half. First pitch to Calarco, tapped and foul. 0-1 on the DH, Calarco. Calarco 0-for-2, a ground out and a strikeout in his book. Andujar looking in for the signs. It's the another run he's allowed. First run of the month of August. Andujar is allowed. 0-1. Broken back. Grounder to second. Sanchez fields the routine grounder. To first he goes for the out. And there's the third out of the top of the seventh inning. 4-3 ground out for Anthony Calarco. He is now 0-for-3. But the Wood Ducks get one back on a balk from Horacio Andujar. That'll send us into the bottom of the seventh inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. 2-1. Ballers on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Wilbur Sanchez, Drake Logan, and Christopher DeGuzman do up the day. Kannapolis Cannonballers here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Down East Wood Ducks will send a new arm to the mound. It's the righty DJ McCarty. His first pitch is a swing and a foul ball off of the foot of Wilbur Sanchez. He's going to walk that one off. He's in a little bit of discomfort. 0-1 your count here. Bottom of the seventh inning. Kannapolis leads 2-1. Down East getting a run back on the board thanks to a balk from Horacio Andujar after a little bit of luck in getting runners on. So Wilbur Sanchez will walk this one off. He's got an 0-1 count. against the Rhinie at DJ McCarty. McCarty is listed at 6'2", 145-pound Rhinie, born on September 9th of 2002 from Redlands, California. 20 years of age is DJ McCarty. 0-1 is waved out and missed. 0-2 is your count. McCarty, an undrafted free agent signee in 2020 by the Texas Rangers. As Sanchez will have an 0-2 count, looking to get on base for the first time tonight. Sanchez, Logan, and DeGuzman do up here in this seventh inning. 0-2 is low and inside. It's a 1-2 count now on La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. So Dylan McClain tosses four innings tonight in the bullpen. Sanchez pokes the 1-2 down the right field line, hooking foul. It'll end up in the baller's bullpen down the right field line. A 1-2 count on the second baseman, Sanchez. Four innings of work for Dylan McClain after two frames from the starter, Luis Ramirez. 1-2, wave and a miss. Sanchez goes after a breaking ball, and DJ McCarty has his first strikeout of the night. So one out now, and due up will be the right fielder, Drake Logan. Final line for Dylan McClain as night is complete. Four innings, two runs on four hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. DJ McCarty steps in relief for the Wood Ducks. McCarty from Redlands, California, went to Temescal Canyon High School in Lake Elsinore, California. First pitch in there to a called strike on Drake Logan. 0-1 your count. 0-1 count, McCarty from the line, 0-1. Logan will lift this one high and foul over everybody's head in the seating bowl. Count will run to 1-2. McCarty from Lake Elsinore, California, home of the Lake Elsinore Storm. Single-A affiliate of the San Diego Padres. 0-2. Low and inside. 1-2 now on the right fielder, Drake Logan. 1-2 on the season is DJ McCarty with a 2.83 ERA entering today. This is his 19th appearance of the season. 1-2 lifted in the shallow right. That's going to drop in front of Blackman and be a base hit for Drake Logan. How about now three games in a row he's reached base. Drake Logan is on for the first time tonight. Making now a one-out base runner for Kannapolis. One down. Christopher DeGuzman will step in as Ms. Casey Betty makes his first appearance of the night. One out and one on. And do what is Christopher DeGuzman. So Drake Logan with the second game in a row, he's got a base hit. Third game in a row, he's reached base. DeGuzman stands in. First pitch is up and away. 1-0 count on Guzzi. Christopher DeGuzman reaching on a single in the third inning, scoring a run as well. 1-0 pitch from McCarty. Waved at and missed. A 1-1 count. Got him with a fastball right down Broadway at 93 miles an hour. DJ McCarty offering the pitch in. Again, 19th game of the season for McCarty. He's made 10 starts. Has the righty. This one is up and away. A 2-1 count. Last pitching for the Wood Ducks on the 4th of August against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Two innings with two strikeouts. He made a start on the first last Tuesday as check on the runner is not in time on the 2-1. Keep it at 2-1 on DeGuzman. McCarty threw one inning. Gave up two earned runs on two hits. Hit two batters, walked one, and struck out one. And his last start exactly a week ago, 2-1. DeGuzman takes all the way. It's a called strike, though, on the breaking ball, even at 2-2 on Christopher DeGuzman. Mario Camilletti, DH, awaiting on deck. Ballers lead 2-1 out, hitting down east 5-3. Runner going on the pitch. 2-2 is up and away. And sliding in safely at second is Drake Logan. It's a stolen base for the right fielder, Drake Logan. He is now in scoring position. One out and a runner on second. DeGuzman with a full count. So DeGuzman picks up another stolen base on his season. Logan. Eighth stolen base of the year. DeGuzman's at the plate with a full count. McCarty's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball inside. DeGuzman goes chasing. Two strikeouts now on the night for DJ McCarty. One on in second base. And a two down for Mario Camilletti. Mario Camilleri looking to reach base for the first time tonight. Prime opportunity here. Runner on second. And two down. McCarty working from the stretch. Sets at the waist pitch on the way. Is inside a 1-0 count on Mario Camilleri. D.H. Camilleri 0 for 3. A fly out, a strikeout, and a pop out. Pitch on the way. Fastball is in there for a called strike. 1-1 on the D.H. Mario Camilleri. Jacob Gonzalez, shortstop awaiting on deck. Bottom seven. Ballers lead at 2-1. 1-1 count with two down. Looking at the second base bag is McCarty. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a called strike. A nice pitch. It'll be a 1-2 count now on Camilleri. He'll call time. Camilleri has a six-game on-base streak currently running. Four games in a row he's reached on a hit. But in total, six on the year. Camilleri, the Carolina League leader in on-base percentage. 1-0, 1-2 from McCarty, rather, is lifted high and foul. Count is 1-2 on Camilleri. 1-2 count with two outs. Bottom seven. Ballers lead 2-1. Looking for their third win in a row. Camilleri looking to give the Ballers an insurance run. With Drake Logan at second. 1-2. Outside. Count will run now even at 2-2. Gonzalez, the White Sox first round pick in a 2023, is awaiting on deck. 2-2 count with two outs. Camilleri with a slightly open stance. McCarty sets. Logan with a good lead at second base. McCarty is a 2-2 on the way. Fastball is a bit outside. Count will run full. Camilleri now one ball away from getting on base for the first time tonight and extending his lead in the Carolina League to his 74th walk of the year. Wind blowing out to right a tiny bit. An overcast night in Kannapolis. 3-2 poked into right center field. That'll drop for a base knock and more. Rounding third at home is Drake Logan. Camilleri takes the turn at first. He'll stop there. It's an RBI base knock for Super Mario Camilleri. He gets now seven games in a row on base. How about 52 RBI as well for Mario Camilleri? And it's an insurance run for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. At first is Mario, and scoring is Drake Logan. Kannapolis gets an insurance run. They're up by two now. 3-1 your score. Two outs, and Jacob Gonzalez is due up. So Gonzalez stands in. First pitch from McCarty. A fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. 0-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 tonight. In his last at-bat, a 10-pitch at-bat, he flew out into center field. He drew a walk in the first inning on an 11-pitch at-bat. Pitch is inside a 1-1 count. Now on Jacob Gonzalez. 1-1 count with two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. Ballers on top 3-1 over the Down East Wood Ducks. Pitch on the way. Gonzalez pokes this one down the left field line. Hooking. Foul. Almost trouble for the Down East Wood Ducks. As that, everyone was kind of holding their breath as that one flew down the left field line. From Gonzalez, a 1-2 count. Runner at first is Mario Camilleri. He's got some speed on him. Not the biggest of stolen base threats. 0-for-1 on the year, but he can move if needed. 1-2 count, two outs. Calvin Harris awaiting on deck, 1-2. Taken by Gonzalez on a breaking ball inside and low at his feet. 2-2 your count now on Jacob Gonzalez. Calvin Harris, catcher, awaits on deck. Bottom of the seventh. Ballers lead 3-1, doubling up Downey's hit total at 6-3. McCarty's 2-2. Gonzalez lines this one in the left, right at Specht, and it'll fall in front of Specht for a base hit. Jacob Gonzalez has a multi-hit game. Now to second goes Camilleri, and it's 2-1 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers with two outs. And Calvin Harris, the dangerous bare-headed backstop, coming in to bat against DJ McCarty. So Kannapolis has put the bats together tonight. Jacob Gonzalez with a multi-hit game. Calvin Harris now with a multi-hit game as well. Stands in. A double and a single. 2-1 and 2 out for Calvin Harris. First pitch from McCarty is taken on a breaking ball low. It's a 1-0 count on our good buddy in Calvin Harris. Ballers have 7 hits tonight. 2 of them have come from Jacob Gonzalez, 2 from Calvin Harris. 5 of their 7 hits have come from the top third of the order. 1-0, this one's blasting in the center field. Gutierrez backtracking, makes a sprawling effort in center, but he makes the grab for the out. A nice play in center to a snag the play, and Calvin Harris is retired on a flyout into center field. Harris with the F8. It's the second time he's done that this year, this game, I should say. It's a flyout into center for Calvin Harris. It'll leave 2 stranded for Kannapolis, but they don't strand the 1 run. Drake Logan crosses the plate, and it gives the Ballers a 3-1 lead. 8th inning we go. Ballers 6 outs away from victory. Take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. Top of the 8th, Ballers 6 outs away from victory. Tommy Speck steps in against Horacio Andujar. His first pitch is in the inside corner of the plate. It's a 1-0 count now on Tommy Speck. JoJo Blackman and Devin Hurdle two up. And this top of the 8th inning, Speck will line the 1-0 high and foul. A 1-1 count now on a Tommy Speck. JoJo Blackman and Devin Hurdle to follow in the order tonight. Top of the 8th inning, Ballers 6 outs away from victory. 1-1 is up and away. Count will run down to 2-1 on Tommy Speck, the left fielder. Speck 0 for 2, a strikeout swinging and a ground ball back to first base. So he's 0 for 2 on the night. Andujar's 2-1 on the way. This one's popped up in the infield. Who's got it? Shortstop in Gonzalez coming in. He'll call everyone off, say, I got it, and make the grab for the out. A P6 off the bat of Tommy Specht. Now one down, Ballers 5 outs away from victory. And due up is JoJo Blackman. So JoJo Blackman will get another opportunity to bat. He is 1-for-1 tonight. He walked his first time up in the third, and he doubled in the 6th inning. Pitch on the way from Andujar is waved at and missed on the first pitch. 0-1 on JoJo Blackman. Again, Drew McDaniel going 6 shutout innings tonight out of the bullpen, turning in one of his better performances in his last few starts. Turns in a solid shutout outing. 0-1 from Andujar is a bit low and inside. A 1-1 count now on JoJo Blackman. Horacio Andujar getting charged for that one run in the 7th inning on a balk. 1-1. Here's the pitch to the right fielder. Waved at and missed on a ball in the third. 1-2 on the right fielder, JoJo Blackman. Devin Hurdle, second baseman, awaiting on deck, 0-for-3. Blackman is 1-for-1. He doubled his last time up in the 6th inning. But that was against Drew McDaniel. And not Horacio Andujar. 1-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Ball in the dirt. Calvin Harris will have to throw to first to confirm the out, but he does indeed. A K-2-3. JoJo Blackman is the second out of the eighth inning. Ballers now four outs away from victory. And due up is the second baseman in Devin Hurdle. Devin Hurdle will step in, the second baseman. Two ground outs on this evening and a strikeout. First time facing Andujar in this top of the eighth inning with two outs and nobody on. First pitch from the righty is grounded sharply to short. Backhanded stab as short by Gonzalez, but he can't get to his feet and make the throw in time. It'll be a single off the bat of Devin Hurdle. So a hard hit grounder deep in the hole at short. Devin Hurdle is on base for the first time tonight. Two up now is Miguel Villarroel with a runner on first and two out. So Villarroel will dig in with a runner on. That's a tying run now at the plate as Calvin Harris will come chat with Horacio Andujar, trying to get through this inning without allowing anything else. Looks like a lefty warming up down the line for Kannapolis is Logan Lyle. More than likely will come in a closeout situation for Kannapolis. In that top of the ninth inning, should Andujar get through this inning without allowing anything else? Villarroel has doubled tonight in the fourth inning. He has not faced Andujar. He is the final batter to have not faced Andujar in this nine-man lineup for Down East. First pitch from the righty. It's just his weakly chop to third, hooking foul, though. And it'll end up in foul play. DeGuzman will pick it up, and it's an 0-1 count on the first baseman, Villarroel. Danier Cueva, shortstop awaiting on deck. Top of the eighth inning, Ballers lead 3-1. Looking for their third win in a row in the Carolina League. Looking to keep pace with the rest of the South Division. 0-1 count with two outs. Andujar sets glove at the waist. Here is the pitch. This one is lifted in the air, right field, hooking towards the corner. Drake Logan giving chase towards the line in foul ground. Makes a leaping effort, but it lands in foul ground, and it will be a foul ball for Villarroel. 0-2 is your count on the Wood Ducks first baseman. Well, no harm, no foul if you're Drake Logan down the line in right, trying to make a leaping effort in completely foul ground over there. So it's an 0-2 count on Villarroel. I don't mind the effort from Drake Logan down the line in right, trying to make the grab. As we'll have a 0-2 count with two outs. Villarroel at the plate. Kent 1-for-3, a double in the fourth inning, a ground out in his last at-bat to the shortstop in Gonzalez. 0-2 count with two outs. Andujar's pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says home plate umpire Travis Roberson. It's another strikeout for Horacio Andujar. He sets up now his second of the night. Miguel Villarroel down on strikes for the third out of this top of the eighth inning. So, Ballers will play in the bottom of the eighth inning, and they'll look to hold on. They have a two-run lead going into the top of the ninth. They'll bat one more time, though, against DJ McCarty. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. Eddie Park, Chris Lynn, Zilly Gonneker, Bencore, due up out of the eighth inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 3-1 over the Down East Wood Ducks in what's been a pretty quiet game thus far, but not for the Ballers at the plate. 7-4 in favor of Kannapolis over the Down East Wood Ducks. First pitch to Eddie Park is low and outside. A 1-0 count of the Ballers center fielder. McCarty back for his second inning of work. His 1-0 is on the inside corner, 1-1. Now to the former Stanford Cardinal outfielder in Eddie Park. A ground out, a walk, and a pop out on the night for Eddie. 1-1. This one is a bit outside, but it's called a strike. 1-2 on the center fielder, Eddie Park. Lynn Zilly and Betancourt to follow. Bottom of the eighth. Ballers have a two-run lead looking for some insurance runs. 1-2. Inside and low. Park will take all the way. It's a 2-2 count on the center fielder, Eddie Park. Top of the eighth inning in Fredericksburg and Lynchburg's ball game. Lynchburg is trailing 9-2. To Fredericksburg over in Lynchburg, Virginia. Pitch outside, 3-2 your count on Eddie Park. Bottom of the eighth here in Kannapolis. End of the sixth inning in Carolina. The Mudcats on top 3-1 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. 3-2 poked foul down the line and left. Eddie Park will have another full count offering. Bottom of the seventh in a good game in Salem. The Red Sox hosting the Augusta Green Jackets tied 7-7 in the bottom of the seventh inning. What a game that is. End of the seventh inning in Columbia. The Fireflies on top 4-1 over the Charleston River Dogs. As we have a 3-2 count, a ball gets loose or in the right field area. So a 3-2 count on Eddie Park. Nobody out. And then get this for your final out-of-town score. Bottom of the fifth inning, Myrtle Beach hosting Fayetteville. Bottom of the fifth. And it is still in the bottom of the fifth with one down. Myrtle Beach is on top of Fayetteville 13-1. And they're out hitting him 11-1. 3-2 grounded second, played by Hurdle. The first, he goes for the out. For out number one, Eddie Park is a 4-3 ground out. One down now, and Chris Lanzilli will stand in. 13-1, the Pelicans on top of the Woodpeckers. 13 runs on 11 hits. Fayetteville has one run on one hit. It has not gone favorably for Fayetteville down on the beach. In tonight's first ball game of six on the week, pitch is up and inside to Lanzilli. A 1-0 count on Chris Lanzilli. 0-3 tonight, trying to reach base for the third game in a row is Lanzilli. 1-0 pitch. This one's up and inside, in and out of the glove of Moeller. Count will run to 2-0. Count with one down. Bottom of the eighth inning. 3-1 Kannapolis on top. There is an arm warming down the line and left for the Down East Wood Ducks. McCarty's 2-0 is in the dirt, blocked by Moeller, scooped on a hop. It'll be a 3-0 count on the Stoneham, Massachusetts native, Chris Lanzilli. Looks like there is another Massachusetts guy on the field for Kannapolis. He's getting loose down the line and right. It's Billy Seidel, as this one is in there for a called strike to Lanzilli. It is a 2-2 count on the left fielder. Here is the pitch delivered inside. Count will run full. Lanzilli's season batting average at over 300. It's down now 301. McCarty's 3-2. Waved at a miss for strike three. Down on strikes goes Lanzilli. Second time he struck out tonight. And it's another strikeout in the book for DJ McCarty, his third of the evening. So two outs and nobody on base. And due up is the first baseman, Yannicker Betancourt. Betancourt will step in. He has not reached base tonight. And two ground outs and a fielder's choice. McCarty's first pitch from a three-quarter arm slot is in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Yannicker Betancourt. Again, Billy Seidel warming up down the line for Kannapolis. He's appeared in the most games of any pitcher, and he's leading the league in saves, trying to get another one here tonight. Pitches inside to Betancourt, a 1-1 count. Yannicker been struggling at the plate as of late, looking to turn things around in this bottom of the eighth. 1-1 inside, almost hits him in the knee. 2-1 on the first baseman in Yannicker Betancourt. Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman, awaits on deck. Bottom of the eighth inning, 3-1 your score. Kannapolis on top. Betancourt flails at the 2-1 and gets a piece of it. 2-2 on Yannicker Betancourt. Betancourt's able to get on base and extend the inning. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Good crowd on hand for $2 Tuesday tomorrow. Winning Wednesday. 2-2 on the way from McCarty. Up and in, and Betancourt gets hit in the hand. It'll be a hit-by-pitch, and Betancourt will take the bag. It'll be a hit-by-pitch. Hit him in the hand. That can't feel great. Betancourt's on base. With two outs and one on now, Wilbur Sanchez will stand in. So now, coming out the chat is the manager for Down Easton, Carlos Maldonado. He didn't think it hit him on the hand. He think it's hit him on the bat knob. Maldonado coming out to chat. And now home plate umpire in Travis Roberson is going to come convene with Rafael Veneda. And we have a umpire's discussion on this certain play. They're going to say that Betancourt was hit by the pitch. But the appeal is that he was hit rather in the bat knob, so he is at first. And Pat Leland almost came over in an irate discussion, and now Maldonado is going to come out of the dugout, and it looks like it'll be the end of the night for DJ McCarty. So they're going to say it was indeed a hit-by-pitch, and it'll be a new arm on the way for the Down East Wood Ducks. We'll take a break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll get you the details on the new arm out of the bullpen for the Wood Ducks. New arm with one on and two out. Wilbur Sanchez stepping in on the Ballers Baseball Network. 3-1, Kannapolis on top. Well, Down East will use a fourth pitcher tonight on the mound. This time they turn it over to another lefty. It's the lefty of Brian Magdaleno on the mound. 6'1", 200-pound lefty from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Undrafted free agent signee in 2019 by the Texas Rangers. His first pitch to Wilbur Sanchez is in there. Called strike 0-1 on our good buddy and Wilbur Sanchez, who we call La Chispa. Sanchez has not reached base yet tonight. Two flyouts and a strikeout. 0-1 for Magdaleno has been outside. A 1-1 count on the second baseman, Wilbur Sanchez. Magdaleno enters tonight the fifth time as a Down East Wood Duck arm. 0-1 with a 13.50 ERA in four innings. He's allowed six runs on eight hits. 1-1 from the lefty. Fastball up and away. 2-1 at 96 miles an hour from the lefty, Magdaleno. Six strikeouts, three walks for Magdaleno. He did pitch a few times in the last few weeks. Once last week against Myrtle Beach, and he had a rough go of it. Three runs in one inning of work as this pitch is up and away. 2-1 moves now 3-1 on Wilbur Sanchez. Three runs on four hits. He hit a batter as well, did Magdaleno, in one inning of work last Wednesday against Myrtle Beach. 3-1. Offering on the way Fastball is inside from all four, and the inning will continue. Wilbur Sanchez will take a free pass. He is on at first base now. To second goes Yonaker Bencourt, and due up now is Drake Logan, the right fielder. Drake Logan will stand in after Sanchez walks. Now 2-1 and 2 out. Ballers can get another insurance run with one swing of the bat. Logan's already picked up one hit tonight. Magdaleno's pitch on the way. Logan will hack and miss. And a fastball up in the zone. A 0-1 count on Drake Logan. Logan usually hits better against left-handed pitching. He's batting over 350 on the year against southpaws. And now it's dipped to 333. Pitch swung and a miss. 0-2. He was batting as high as in the 450s against lefties. Instead, he's at 333, two homers, nine RBI. On the season, just below the Mendoza line, and now 196. 0-2 count, two outs. Pitch on the way from Magdaleno, outside 1-2. Drake Logan, the right fielder, stepping in for the fourth time tonight, as Down East using their fourth different pitcher in this series opener. They have 17 on the roster to the Wood Ducks out of the Texas Rangers organization. 1-2, here is the offering. Fastball is up and away, and now 2-2 on Drake Logan. So figure six different starters for the Wood Ducks. That leaves 11 pitchers for them to use out of the bullpen in a span of six games. And you'll use guys usually more than once throughout the week, so not too bad. They have a decent artillery in the bullpen. 2-2 from the lefty. Waved and a miss for a strikeout. Drake Logan will swing and miss for his first punch out of the night. Brian Magdaleno comes in the third of an inning and gets a strikeout after a walk of Wilbur Sanchez. So three outs are had. We're through eight innings here at Atrium Health Ballpark. But three outs away are the Ballers from their third victory in a row. They'll turn it over to the Carolina League leader in saves, Billy Seidel, who will take over on the mound when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis. 3-1 at Kannapolis on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Billy Seidel will take over on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who are three outs away from victory. 6 foot, 220-pound righty from Duke Blue Devil, a 15th-round pick in 2022 out of Wellesley, Massachusetts, is Billy Seidel. His first pitch to Donyer Cueva, grounded up the middle. That'll get through in a center for a base hit. One pitch, and it's a single to lead it off for Down East. Donyer Cueva on base for the first time tonight. One on now, and nobody out, and due up is Glader Figueroa. Billy Seidel will step in on the mound. It's his 37th appearance on the mound, the most of any Carolina League arm. Glader Figueroa is at the plate with Cueva at first. Seidel's pitch delivered. Swing and a miss. Got him a fastball at 92. 0-1 is your count. Seidel is 4-2 on the season, a 4.46 ERA in 42 and one-third innings pitched, 43 strikeouts, has walked 22 batters as Seidel. 0-1 pitch on the way, low and inside, a 1-1 count on Figueroa. Seidel kind of taking that closer role for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Has 11 saves on the year. This is his save opportunity for him tonight with a two-run lead and the tying run of the plate. It's Glader Figueroa. Seidel blew a save on a Saturday night, but ended up getting the win against Charleston. 1-1 tapped foul down the first baseline, snagged by Betancourt. 1-2 on the third baseman in Figueroa. Ian Mulder, catcher, awaits on deck. Top of the ninth inning, Ballers lead by two. Seidel on a save opportunity, looking to get his league-leading 12th of the season. On a Saturday in Charleston, two innings. He gave up three runs on four hits. All of that was in his first inning of work in the ninth inning in a very wild game. Seidel sets 1-2 to Figueroa. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, got him with a slider, low it inside, and got him flailing at it. Did Billy Seidel his first strikeout of the night. One down now, we're on first, and it's Ian Mulder stepping in. So Kannapolis using their third arm tonight. McDaniel goes six shutout innings. Andujar gives up one run in two innings. And here's Billy Seidel. One on and one down. Here's the pitch to Mulder. Fastball inside corner, 0-1 on the Wood Ducks catcher. Mulder walked in the seventh, struck out looking in the fifth, grounded out in the second. He's had a pretty uneventful night as Ian Mulder, but he has gotten on base. Seidel's 0-1. He slips on the mound. Pitch gets loose, and it will be bounced. They're going to say it's a balk. Not sure how they'll score it. As no, they're going to call it a hit-by-pitch. They're going to say it's a hit-by-pitch because it didn't hit him, even if it hit the dirt. Seidel slipped on the mound, and now hit-by-pitch for Mulder. We'll put two on base for Downey, so Quave on a second. It's an HBP for Ian Mulder. I think Seidel would almost rather have the balk. Two on and one out. Anthony Gutierrez will dig in. 1-for-3 with a single in the seventh inning. Taking a peek at second. Seidel's first pitch to Gutierrez, low and outside. And a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-0, is your count. Kind of an odd scenario there. Mulder hit by a pitch. Seidel completely slipped on the rubber and just lost his footing on the mound. 1-0 pitch on the way. This one's chopped to third. It'll land foul, though. 1-1, your even count on Anthony Gutierrez. Gutierrez with a single in the seventh extended his hit streak to now four games in a row. Here in a series opener between the Ballers and the Down East Wood Ducks. A ground out in the second inning and a fly out in the fifth inning. Singling last time up in the seventh. 1-1 count, Seidel with a deep breath. Takes a beak at second, here's the pitch. Just a bit low and outside on a slider. Not sure where that one missed, but nonetheless, it's a 2-1 count. 2-1 count with one down. Ninth inning, Ballers looking for their third victory in a row. Their closer on the bump. 2-1. This one's lined sharply in a right hooking, and it'll land foul. Ooh, Billy Seidel got away with one there. A hard hit liner from Gutierrez pushed down the right field line, but it had a lot of trail on it, and it landed in foul ground. Drake Logan would have gotten to it quickly, but not sure that he would have been able to make the grab. So Gutierrez instead will have a 2-2 count. At second is Donyer Cueva. At first is Ian Mulder. 2-2 count with one out. Seidel looking for the double play ball. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. He'll take a strikeout. It's a swing and a miss from Gutierrez. Looked like a T-Rex swinging a little bit of a boat oar at the plate. Did Gutierrez. That'll be two outs now. Ballers one out away from victory. And due up is Anthony Calarco. Gutierrez got handcuffed. And he looked like he was waving a little wand in the batter's box. So it'll be two outs, two on. And Seidel needs to get Calarco for the save. Here's the pitch. Fastball is inside, a 1-0 count on the DH Calarco. Seidel's now got two strikeouts on his night. Here's the problem. Tying run is at first base, and the go-ahead runs at the plate for the Wood Ducks. A big spot here for Seidel. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Grounded to second. This should do it. Sanchez to his left snags. Sidearm to first. He goes, and that's all she wrote. Final score tonight. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 3-1 here in the series opener against the Down East Wood Ducks. They pick up their third victory in a row. They won the final two last week in Charleston, and they get this one off on a high note as they pick up a 3-1 victory, out-hitting Down East 7-5 tonight in the series opener at Atrium Health Ballpark. Big-time stuff. Billy Seidel gets the save. Drew McDaniel gets the win, and the Ballers, more importantly, get the win tonight from a solid performance all around. We'll have it all for you in the postgame show here in Kannapolis. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. We'll be right back in a quick moment on this short break of the Ballers Baseball Network. Final score tonight, Kannapolis 3, Down East 1. Postgame show coming up.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Trevor Wilt, thanks for sending it up here to the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. It's their third win in a row here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It is their first win of a six-game set against the Down East Wood Ducks. They picked up victories in their final two games on the road last week in Charleston, and they get their third win in a row in the series opener against the Down East Wood Ducks, moving to 54-48 on the season. And 19-18 in the second half. Down East falls to 18-19 in the second half in the North Division at 55-43 overall. Drew McDaniel gets his fourth win of the season. He's our star of the game tonight. A big-time performance from McDaniel. 4-8 now with a 4.78 ERA. Dylan McLean gets the loss, 6-3 with a 3.05 ERA. Billy Seidel gets the save, his 12th of the season. He leads all Carolina League arms with a 4.36 ERA, 12 saves, and his tops in the league. Big night for Kannapolis at the plate. Two hits each for the two of the new guys, Jacob Gonzalez and Calvin Harris. Harris with a 2-for-4 night with two RBI. And then Mario Camilletti, 1-for-4 with a run driven in. A big-time performance at the plate for the Ballers. Just coming in clutch with the runs when needed. And it hands Kannapolis a 3-1 victory tonight. On the other side, the Down East Wood Ducks. No multi-hit performances, just a bunch of one-hit nights. No runs driven in. Their only run was a seventh-inning balk from the righty Horacio Andujar on the mound for Kannapolis. So, a pretty solid performance all around from the Ballers pitching staff, which we'll dive into now. Drew McDaniel, 6 shutout innings of work, 2 hits, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. One of his more solid performances. He had a very similar start out in Fayetteville earlier this season and put together another one here in front of the home crowd with 6 shutout innings. He is our star of the game. Horacio Andujar gets a hold, allowing 1 run in 2 innings on 2 hits with a walk and 2 strikeouts. And then Billy Seidel, his 12th save of the season, 1 shutout inning with 1 hit, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. On the other side of the Down East Wood Ducks, 2 shutout innings from their starter Luis Ramirez with 1 walk and no punchouts. Dylan McLean, 4 innings, 2 runs on 4 hits, a walk and 2 strikeouts. He gets the loss, now 6-3 on the season. DJ McCarty, 1 2/3 innings pitched, 1 run on 3 hits. He doesn't walk any batters, but he strikes out 3. And then Magdaleno comes in that bottom of the 8th inning and just gets the 1 out after a walk of Sanchez, gets a strikeout to complete 8 innings of pitching on the mound for Down East. Time of the game tonight, a quick one, 2 hours and 13 minutes time of game. Over 2,200 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark tonight for a fantastic night here in Kannapolis. Good news, well, the Ballers are home for another 11 games over their next 12 days, and they make it now to Game 2 of this 6-game set with the Down East Wood Ducks. 7 o'clock, your first pitch. Making his debut at the single-A level will be the righty Aldrin Batista for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He led the Arizona Complex League in strikeouts with the Complex League team for the Los Angeles Dodgers, just acquired in a trade by the White Sox just last week. So Batista will make a start tomorrow for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He'll be opposite against one of the top pitching prospects in the Rangers organization in the righty Aiden Curry. No relation to Stefan, but Aiden Curry gets the start, 6-2 with a 2.08 ERA. For everyone here in Kannapolis, I'm Dan Helody up here in the broadcast booth saying thank you as always for joining us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. If you're not here at the ballpark, well, that means you're on the broadcast on Valley Live, MILB.TV, and our 2 audio streams on kcballers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight from Atrium Health Ballpark is Kannapolis 3 and Down East 1. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. We'll see you tomorrow, 7 o'clock, first pitch. And enjoy the rest of your night. And have a great one, everyone.